Welcome back to In the Moment. This summer, South Dakota Public Broadcasting helps you prepare for the latest documentary project from Ken Burns. It's called The Vietnam War. We've been bringing you the stories of South Dakotans during the Vietnam era. When SDPB traveled to Custer, we invited Vietnam veterans to tell a little of their stories. Here is Bernie Sitta.
I found it was very political. I found out how different people think as far as being black and white, between racism and stuff. In our company, I was fortunate to have white commanders and black commanders, and how they treated people differently. And when sometimes we would have people from like NBC or ABC would come out to the field where we were at, then things were really different. Then as soon as they would go back in, then they would go back the way it was. And there, that caused a lot of conflict between the people, you know, within the company. Just the way that certain people were treated and some were not. But overall, to me, coming out, you know, in one piece and alive, I was very fortunate. But I got to see what health means to somebody. Being healthy to me means more than anything else. I don't care how much money you make, you know, if you don't have your health, what good is it? You know, and so I look at things maybe a little bit differently. After I got home, we had a quarter of a mile long driveway, and being in the field, I was in the infantry where we were out in the field all the time. I could come off the highway and start to go down our driveway, and I could tell my wife, hey, somebody was at our house today. And she would say, how do you know? And I would say, that rock was not in that place when we left. My observation, when I look at different things, I look at things differently than other people do. I look for all little signs. It could be twigs. If I saw a broken twig off a tree along the driveway, then I knew it wasn't there earlier. I knew somebody came in or went out. And it's still like that today. That's one of the things that changed, you know, the way that I do things. I just look at things, we can look at the same thing, my wife and I, and I see something completely different than what she does. In the rural communities where we grew up afterwards, I never did see much difference one way or the other. But as the world goes, I think it changed a lot of the way that people think. They express their opinions more. And with the different type of communication that, you know, that evolved, you know, over time, it's, to me, again, it's just my opinion, but in a way, I think that kind of hinders people today of having too much communication. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's, I don't know, after being in the service, I'll take that back one step further. Doing away with the draft when they did, to me, not enough young people are in the service that should be in the service who should show respect for their country. And I think that is a very big downfall on today of how people think and towards not only the service people, but the country as a whole. I think people would be more proud of the country and everything else if they served and see what people would have to do to protect the rights that we have today.
That's Vietnam veteran Bernie Sitta. And now, thoughts from Vietnam veteran James Musson.
As a result of the Vietnam War, I don't think we'll put massive boots on the ground anywhere again. We're not going to send hundreds of thousands of troops anywhere again. Warfare in this now, in the 21st century, is a bit different. It's different from whatever we had in the 20th century. So it doesn't require us to send massive amounts of Americans to war. So I think that's good that it's in part as a result of the Vietnam War.
We want to hear your stories of the Vietnam era. The SDPB crew visits Chamberlain on August 10th. That's in conjunction with The Wall That Heals, the traveling Vietnam memorial coming to Chamberlain near the Dignity sculpture at the rest area there. This is all in preparation for the screening, for the documentary, Ken Burns and Lynn Novak documentary called The Vietnam War. SDPB takes across the state, takes special screenings of that, and at each one of those screenings, you can sit down with us and tell us a little bit of your story from Vietnam. You can find more information, all the details, videos, and interviews from Vietnam veterans on our website, sdpb.org/Vietnam.